You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Hey, this is Lori from Switchin' to Glide. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis. Raised by sound.
This is the Morning News Brief brought to you by the Daily Memphian. I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd. Shelby County Commissioner Edmund Ford Jr. better clear his calendar for January 20th, 2026. That's the date he was given yesterday for his trial on bribery and tax evasion charges. Ford was indicted earlier this year for allegedly accepting kickbacks from government grants to three local nonprofits. And with the January date looming, Ford's attorney has his work cut out for him. The University of Memphis wants to be in the Cool Kids Club, but the Cool Kids may not want to let them in. The school has reportedly offered $200 million over the next 5 years for entry into the Big 12 Athletic Conference, but according to Yahoo Sports, some Big 12 leaders aren't impressed. For now, the Tigers remain the American Athletic Conference, and as of yesterday, it's got a new name and a new mascot. Find more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
From the concert halls to the juke joints, from churches to festivals in the fields, welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan, celebrating the sounds of Memphis and the Mississippi Delta for more than 20 years.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau and the AutoZone Corporation.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we have Tank and the Bangas.
Bill Street Caravan contributor Robert Gordon, he'll be back with us to talk about the history of high records.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
Tank and the Bangas is a self-described funk soul act out of New Orleans, but I'm going to call them an all-in-one Swiss Army knife, melting pot, fusion of all the things about music that we here at Bill Street Caravan love.
They've got the funk, they've got the rock, they've got the soul.
And they know how to get weird, and they know how to get fun and trippy.
It's so good and dynamic on record that I was secretly skeptical if they could pull it off live.
But they totally kill it in this performance. Tank and the Bangas is led by Tariana Ball, a.k.a. Tank.
Tariana began her journey by entering poetry slams in New Orleans. She and the future members of the band actually met at one of these open mic nights.
The group formally came together as Tank and the Bangas in 2011.
They've been a New Orleans favorite, and they captured the national spotlight just this year by winning NPR's Tiny Desk Contest.
And we're thrilled to bring them to our listeners in a performance captured at the historic Claiborne Temple in downtown Memphis.
Now, speaking of the Claiborne Temple, the setting for the show this week is so incredible that it's almost like having another star on the program. We obviously can't broadcast a show from here without telling our listeners more about it. So stay tuned. We're going to go more into detail about the historic Claiborne Temple in the second half of the program. And we'll have Memphis musician Tanya Dyson in the studio to tell us more about it.
Here's Tank and the Bangas live on Beale Street Caravan.
Nobody knows you. cat. Ooh.
Ain't no telling what I'm gonna do tonight.
Show the bim.
I met somebody who that
was in class.
I took him by the hand. I slipped a flip
in his vodka.
Next thing that I know, he was reaching for that wallet.
Starts to slow.
Yes, that's when I turn my place. Now should I get out?
Hell no.
Gonna make a quick decision, so my hand moved to that door. But I get a flashback of a recap of the night before. Like, hi, don't you wanna ride? Don't you wanna fly? Don't you wanna pass out?
This is just like last week when
man, I showed up in a room. It was full of liquor and colors. I was stumbling from my car emos.
Notice I was plastered.
Followed me right in.
I am not the sea, I am the ocean. I am not the water, I am the well. A big mouth beaded black girl in the back of the class. I got a double dutch stance, an AWOL glance, and even my neck bends. I am insistent when I ride on, for what is a rim to a car when I am the shotgun house with the roof gone? Like a New Orleans warrior with a fistful of holy water. I've been tripping since I got here. Don't know where I've been, but I've been here. I don't know where it starts, but it begins here. For I am that bomb in Gilead. A doer, would I say, the wisdom in Solomon, the price of being great. It was a life led by fear or a life led by faith. I think, damn, I want to be like Harriet.
I want to be like Harriet.
I want to be like Harriet. I want to be bravery, want to do the woods naked, want to even aim and mark. I got a shotgun. I got a shotgun with nothing but aim and mark. Been searching for something I only could find in the dark. Got a machine gun for a arm, got a compass for a heart. That's why I don't know where I've been, but I've been here. I don't know where it starts, but it begins here. I live my life with no fear, drop the shit with no fear. I'm not the narrow arrow, I am the spear. Fear does not live here, God is here. I chose to let it go, I chose to let it go, let it go. Thank you.
please, up here. And I need my microphone up a little bit more, please.
Are we having a good time?
Yeah, yeah. Last time I was in Memphis, I had a good time. Had some barbecue. Bitch, I went to Artistic Lounge. Had a good time. Bitch, I had a good time. Had a good time. Bitch, I had a good time. Drop something new on y'all.
That girl is a blizzard. Ice cold thing, that's a winter. Uh-huh. When it goes up like a meter. Got a humico, that's a guzzler. Cause I'm flying cockpit. I'm so high. I'm too lit. Spaceship, this new ish is live. Look at all my money in the air. Throw it up, watch it fall everywhere. Love Millies and Cinos and Benjis and Pesos and Moolah and Euro, Queso and Guapo. I look at all my money in the air. I throw it up, watch it fall everywhere.
All my people up, plus the sky is up.
What's up?
I'm up, good luck to the ones that thought I'd give it up. This might come up, coming up the stairs. Man, I'm climbing charts, billboards feeling close to home. Sundays on my mom's porch.
Mom's porch, like gumdrops and raindrops. Do a cartwheel like a carousel. Man, I'm a spinning top and my role is your carousel. Ooh, I look at all my money in the air. Watch it fall everywhere. Man, I'm mixing drinks and meats with summer shorts like that's a regular. Driving whips with candy paint. I like my cars edible.
Give me vodka Red Bull.
When I'm feeling elevated, got myself a green balloon and started feeling real creative.
That girl is a blizzard.
Ice cold thing, that's a winter.
Uh-huh.
When it goes up like a meter, I got a Hamico, that's a guzzler. Cause I'm flying cockpit, I'm so high. I'm too lit, spicy. This new ish is more. I look at all my money in the air. Throw it up, watch it fall everywhere.
Man, I got bills on top of bills. Checks on top of checks. Stacks of racks on racks on top of racks. Bitch, I'm hanging checks. I can't stop doing the most. Plus, I got too many clothes. Just to be wearing my feelings. Them feelings like figures, they come and they go.
Feelings like figures, they come and they go.
Wait, what?
Is it a kite? Did I get real high? Did I fly on it? Did I put it to the side like a bike?
Running like a horse?
Ooh, he high on it.
Anyway, it's a good day for horseplay. Horse shoe for the good slate. Amigos with the other leg. Top down the Chevrolet. Sky blue, long view. What's a green day?
I'm at the park on scooters. You jumping, shiving your Uber. They racing, they trying to get me.
Don't they know I'm cruising?
Let's make that record playback. That's quick, I made it. I call my little bro. Tell him I made it.
One step to being the great.
Yo, that girl is a blizzard. Ice cold thing, that's a winter. But when it goes up like a meter, I got a honey go, that's a guzzler. Cause I'm flying cockpit, I'm so high. I'm too late, scratchy, this new ish. I look at all my money in the air. I throw it up, watch it fall everywhere. Flying cockpit, I'm so high. Look at all my money in the air.
Everybody put your hands up like this to catch that money coming to you.
Look at all my money in the air.
Just do the money dance, bitch, the money coming to you. Just.
Here's more from Tank and the Bangas, live on Beale Street Caravan.
What should they do, Jills?
Snap your fingers.
Pretty girls in Memphis. Now snip your fingers, cut my.
I'm beats. 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 I'm beats.
first gave it to her. I said, Mom, sound like I would have been good for him. You know, I would have been meat, greens, peas, everything. I would have been good for him, Mom. She said, but you know, being a New Orleans mother, she didn't understand what I was saying. So I asked Jelly to break it down for us.
That was Tank and the Bangas live on Bill Street Caravan.
We'll be right back with more music.
But first, we're going to turn it over to Bill Street Caravan contributor Robert Gordon. Robert is a writer and documentary filmmaker. He has written several histories about Memphis music, including It Came from Memphis and Respect Yourself, Stax Records, and The Soul Explosion. His next book, titled Memphis Rent Party, comes out in 2018, so be on the lookout for it. Right now, he's going to talk to us a little bit about the history of High Records.
All right, Robert Gordon back with another installment of the High Records story. The storied Memphis label that recorded a little bit of everything and had a whole lot of success with Al Green. High's producer, Willie Mitchell, had formed a crackerjack band, and by the late 1960s, they were enjoying so many chart hits that it's hard to imagine they lacked for anything. But they did lack for something, one thing, a voice that could sing. Soon enough, in 1970, they'd find Al Green, but in 1968, Willie and the High Rhythm Section met Ann Peebles. Ann actually was discovered by another High artist, a trumpet player and bandleader named Gene Bowlegs Miller. So before we get to Ann, let me tell you a little bit about Bowlegs. Gene Bowlegs Miller was a popular bandleader in Memphis. He'd come up around the great Memphis bands led by Willie Mitchell and Al Jackson Sr., so he'd learned to play all kinds of songs to all kinds of audiences. Bowlegs had even employed the Hodges brothers before Willie Mitchell trained them into his house band at High. By the time Bowlegs recorded for High, things were getting real electric and funky. Bowlegs was playing in a Memphis bar one night when a young woman approached him between acts and asked to sit in with the band. That was Ann Peebles, and she was 19 years old and visiting from St. Louis. When he heard her, Bowlegs asked if she wanted to record. "That's all I've ever wanted," she said, and so she did. Her first single was Part-Time Love. You wouldn't know from listening to this heavy blues that Ann had been raised singing in a gospel choir directed by her father. She'd learned blues by peering through the windows of clubs, and her earliest songs, like her version of Johnny Taylor's hit Part-Time Love, are gutsy and hard-hitting. I've always liked Ann Peebles' sense of dynamics, the way she delivers soft lines immediately after she screamed others. And really, the feel of the church is never too distant in her work. Part-Time Love became a top 10 R&B hit, and plenty more followed for Ann Peebles at High. Some of the others were I Pity the Fool, Come to Mama, and one of my favorites, I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down. Ann's beautiful and smooth voice became a perfect palette for Willie Mitchell's silken productions at High. Both Willie and his brother James wrote really poignant string and horn arrangements that suited her perfectly and also showed off her strengths. Peebles had her biggest hit in 1973 with I Can't Stand the Rain. She and her husband, high artist Don Bryant, who'd been a vocalist in Willie Mitchell's band, were sitting in their living room when a storm hit real hard and their evening plans got canceled. Ann said, I can't stand the rain. And Don leapt on it as a title, and then listeners leapt on the song. When John Lennon heard it in 1973, he said it was the, quote, greatest record in 2 years.
I can't.
can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the pain.
And Peebles took a musical hiatus during the disco era, but began making records again in the 1980s. Her catalog has inspired other performers, including Etta James and Tina Turner, who've covered some of her songs. And here's an interesting tidbit about Ann Peebles. She was co-writing a song with Al Green once, and they got a good lyric, but couldn't take it anywhere. The line was, "Take me to the river, wash me down." Hey, this has been Robert Gordon talking to you about High Records and High Times on the Beale Street Caravan.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Look us up and join in on the fun.
For more information, or if you want to get involved, go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com. Shoot us an email or sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast. It's available through iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere podcasts can be found.
Speaking of podcasts, check out our newest production, the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, also available through iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's more music to come. You're listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and many other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week on Beale Street Caravan, we're featuring Tank and the Bangas in a performance captured at the historic Claiborne Temple in downtown Memphis.
Just as we promised earlier in the show, Memphis musician Tanya Dyson is here to tell us more about this venue and its sacred place in Memphis history. Tell me how Tank and the Bangas got on your radar.
Oh, so I actually met the band a couple of years back. They came and did a show with Chinese Connection Dub Embassy. After that, we had been in communication. I'm talking back and forth. And then by this time, the festival that came about and kind of expanded the festival after the first year to want to include a larger act. So I actually reached out to them to do this year's Soulsville USA Festival. But then somewhere in the middle of talking to them, they ended up blowing up supremely, you know, by winning the NPR Tiny Desk contest. So at that point, they were like, I think we're going to be on tour in October, so we don't know if we're going to make it. And so they was like, is there another date or something we can do? And so I said, yeah, you know, Memorial Day weekend, we wanted to do a fundraiser for the event. And they were like, sure, we can do that and come through Memphis then just to support. And I mean, they came through and did that amazing concert.
The concert was at Claiborne Temple. Talk a little bit about why you chose Claiborne Temple and why the history fits in with soul music.
Claiborne Temple history is steeped as far as the civil rights movement and the building of the sanitation strikes and where they met and I Am a Man, that famous slogan that you know, always hear, that always stands. And it's close to South Memphis. It's the largest venue that we had close to South Memphis, enough to form some type of kinship to where it makes sense to do a fundraiser for a festival that's in South Memphis with a historical structure that's so close in proximity, and what they are trying to do. It's a similar thing as what took place in that church is kind of what we're trying to do in the neighborhood, which is come together. And we're using this one central location. So, you know, I have the location of Claiborne Temple where they gather. And we hope that the festival will be a gathering place for creatives, particularly Black creatives in the city, to give them a home and a place to be and exhibit their art, because that's lacking. And that's what the Claiborne Temple serves.
So in Memphis today, what does the soul music scene look like?
The soul music scene is flourishing in Memphis. It never died. It's just the opportunities kind of fizzled out. Of course, you know, behind the assassination of Martin Luther King, and then, of course, you had the closing of that greatest, you know, soul institution, Stax. And then, you know, High never really closed, but at the same time, it's like business began to change and different things like that. So it kind of changed the face of the soul scene here. But now you see so many different venues that are popping up to support artists. And you're seeing people like Cameron Bethany with Unapologetic that's creating a whole new avenue. So you don't even necessarily need a venue. And you see people like Mono Neon or Dwayne Thomas Jr. from Memphis that came out of Stax Academy, Stax Music Academy, doing his own thing, making a scene for himself, to where it's not even really live performances. He came up off of putting bass to and turning viral videos and putting a funk soundtrack behind viral videos. Like, who thinks of that? So you're seeing like this whole aspect of soul music where it's kind of evolved and it's stretching out and it's reaching beyond Memphis.
How do you find new talent and introduce new talent when you're constantly living and sometimes even eclipsed by the shadow of Al Green and Ann Peebles and Carla Thomas and William Bell and, you know, these huge names?
Right. Well, I guess one of the biggest things that I've used, an amazing resource that I actually was able to create for myself, was The Word, which has been going on in February. It'll be 9 years now, which has been an open mic. And it's gotten a great word out, you know, as far as artists. You can come there. You have a band that you can actually perform with and vibe with. You can come and perform your original music and feel welcome to. So it's like I've met so many different artists through there. Matter of fact, one of the first shows that, the first show that Artistic Approach did was at The Word. Also Juju Bushman. So many of these names that you hear on the soul scene now, it's like got their start at The Word, and every Monday is still continuously being boosted. Now the new host of The Word, Tia Henderson, who again,
Stax Music Academy.
She's the new host that's been there in my stay and been doing an amazing job. Amazingly soulful voice and sweet spirit.
Oh yeah, her voice is like,
yeah,
whoa.
It really is. And it's just the element that she brings to The Word has been amazing. And so being able to be around so many different artists of that caliber on a weekly basis for 9 years, so close to 500 shows.
Oh, I can't add.
And then also my affiliation with Memphis Slim Collaboratory, just meeting the artists that are there, because they seek Slim House out because they are new artists and they're trying to figure out, like, can I meet other musicians like me? Can I record this work? I have these songs that I've written. And being able to just meet people, man, it's been incredible, honestly, to just be around and be exposed to so much talent. And I can't even begin to put into words exactly how much talent actually exists just in this city alone. It's ridiculous.
And it's our region. We've got the most amazing region to breathe in music. And for Tank, she talked a lot about how her sound has been influenced by music that's come from this place.
Sometimes if you talk to artists that are from Memphis, they look at that legacy as a blessing and a curse. And it's odd. I've been here long enough, but I wasn't born and raised here. I don't think there's any other city in the world that you can get the music as far as the legacy. And then when you look at old and new and that combination, that they kind of coexist, it's the difference between walking from one side of the street to the other and getting that broader, but that experience just within seconds of walking from one place to another and seeing all of this. So it's like, yeah, the world looks at Memphis. The world's always looked towards Memphis, you know, even, you know, back in the day, and just looking at what they were able to accomplish, not just within soul music, but then looking at how soul and rock kind of intertwine with each other, with involvement with Sun Records, because a lot of people don't know, but Rufus Thomas did a lot of work with Sun Records. Ike Turner was an A&R, you know, as far as development, he's known, you know, as far as Ike and Tina and that whole soul and different things like that.
That but came
like,
later.
Right, that's what I said. That came later, but before that, and like the song Rocket 88, and it, that's classic rock music. And just looking at how all of that intertwines, you know?
Well, thanks for coming in and chatting with us about this amazing show that you put together.
Thank you for having me.
That we'll be hearing more from you soon. We're going to go back to more live music from Tank and the Bangers on Beale Street Caravan.
It's them butterflies, it's them fireflies fighting in the stomach,
the light between their wings.
You know I'm scared to fly,
fly, fly, fly,
but I might calm down. Think I'm ready now, I'm getting back.
Riding a roller coaster is like losing your breath, but finding it in your will. Like taking your fears for a ride. Seeing yourself when you were 5, it is surreal. These be the things I grab onto. I hold onto for a while. I'm getting ready for the drop. I'm too busy riding my fears to even remember that I'm afraid of heights in the first place. Ask myself why I was so excited to be supposed to be scared. Like feeling my heart roam throughout my entire body, only to find it in my earthquake hands. But I couldn't wait to get back to line. I gotta get on one more time. I couldn't wait to tell my friends about the drop and how it looks and feels from the very top. And it's when I knew that roller coasters were for people like me, people that have never been in love. I think everybody wants to know how that feels to just fall. And if you so happen to fall, God will catch you.
If you ever find yourself falling, if you ever find yourself falling, know that I will catch you. If you ever find yourself falling, know that I will catch you, 'cause I've got wings. I got wings. They catch me if I fall.
Make some noise for Tariana.
My name's Tariana. It's different now.
My
name's Tariana.
It's called being lost and being found. Highways of life take you all around. It shows you the wrong way. Never have to go out. Rhythm of life.
Oh, All the bad chicks in the house, toot it up, say it out. Bad chicks in the house, toot it up, say it out. Bad chicks in the house, toot it up, say it out. Bad chicks in the house, toot it up. Now clap.
Introducing myself.
She grew up on Music Street in New Orleans, y'all.
natural. She was destined for greatness, honey.
Here's more from Tank and the Bangas live on Beale Street Caravan.
This beautiful, colorful sister goes by the name of Terriana Tank Ball. She is the lead singer of Tank and the Bangas.
Oh, for it.
She's a national award-winning poet.
Oh.
Team Snow.
Team Snow.
Make some noise for this colorful sister.
Oh, sorry.
All the way from New Orleans.
Dad, that was so sweet. I want you guys to know that we have CDs. Where are CDs at? On the back. Just follow the girl that's waving her hands back there. We have albums and a couple of other merchandise that you would love to have. We want you to get our new single quick. The thing we want, Tiny Desk, quick. We're premiering our video this week, so stay on our page. It's really racy.
Gotta be a racy.
You guys have a good time tonight. Before I leave, I want you to really shake for me. I know how we shake in New Orleans, but I would love to see how you shake in Memphis. I'm gonna count it down. Say one.
Sound 91.7 FM and online at WYXR.org.
WYXR has been nominated for Best Radio Station in the Memphis Flyers Best of Memphis 2025. If you love what you hear, show your support and vote for us now at bom25.memphisflyer.com. Voting is open through Wednesday, August 13th.
What does being a great mentor look like? Someone who shows up, listens, and is consistent. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect mentor to a young person. To learn how you can make a difference and join the mentoring movement, visit grizzliesfoundation.org. Support for WYXR comes from House in the Mid-South and the Good Life DJs, presenting their first annual Labor Day picnic at Overton Park on Sunday, August 31st, featuring special guests Larry Mr. Fingers.